As we begin to do these practices, it may be helpful to have a journal where you take notes each day on what the experience of that particular practice was like for you. At the end of each week, you will find some questions that will help guide what you might reflect on in your journal. In week one of this program, we will lay the groundwork for our real practice by focusing on a most important building block, learning how to stabilize attention using our breath. There's a certain internal coherence that breath awareness creates, which is likely due to the repeating pattern of the inhalation and the exhalation, the in-breath and the out-breath. The anticipating of something followed by its arrival that breathing encompasses is deeply satisfying and grounding. It can give life a sense of being predictable and reliable. For many, focusing on the breath in this way creates coherence in the physiological balance of the heart, as well as the clarity of the mind that can continue long after the practice period itself. Focusing on the breath and returning the focus to it when the mind becomes distracted can be one of your greatest tools in developing your practice and a gift that keeps on giving as you go about your days because, indeed, we are always breathing. In each moment of our waking lives, there is a constant flow of energy and information filtering through our minds. We can find a way to build our well-being so that we can be open to any objects of attention, sensation, memory, imagination, so that we do not have to exclude these from awareness. Imagine having a mind that can simply have a bring-it-on stance, open from the inside out to whatever life brings our way. One way to strengthen how we monitor this flow is to stabilize the lens with which we experience it. A very useful focus for this practice, one found in many cultures around the world, is the breath. When we do a basic breath awareness practice, we are strengthening the monitoring capacity of the mind so that we stabilize attention. With the extension of the more elaborate wheel practice itself, as we'll soon see, we will be furthering that stabilizing of attention and then also adding other aspects of strengthening to both the monitoring and the modifying of that energy flow. In this first week of our journey, I invite you to alternate the two breath practices we'll be exploring and each day record your impressions in a journal. Again, feel free to modify this and any part of the practice as we move ahead to accommodate your particular needs. Breath awareness meditation. Some starting tips. Try to stay awake. When you reflect inwardly, such as focusing on the breath as a sensation of the body, you are letting go of attention directed toward the outside world. For some, this inward focus is so different from an outward focus that it can feel unfamiliar, awkward, or even uncomfortable. Some people find this inner focus dull and boring. The tendency in this situation can be to lose focus, become less alert, get sleepy, and even to fall asleep. While napping is perhaps one of the most underrated of human activities, staying awake for the practice may be something you want to do to gain its benefits. Staying alert is, in fact, part of learning to strengthen the mind's focus of attention by noticing when you are getting groggy and then waking yourself up. Monitoring your state of alertness is part of learning to strengthen how you monitor energy and information flow. Now you can take this information about your sleepiness and modulate energy in ways to keep yourself awake and even to become more alert. For example, if you've closed your eyes, you might consider opening them a bit to let light in and stimulate your brain.